但愿圣灵施怜悯做工在我们的心里面。
May the Holy Spirit have mercy on us and work in our midst.
开头的时候我们先念一处的圣经。
Let's turn to a passage.
启示录一章十节。
Revelation 1:10.
启示录一章十节。启示录第一章第十节，我念一次。当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
我先告诉大家哈，今天我想要交通的题目是圣灵的感动。
Today, the topic that I'm sharing with everybody is the touch of the Holy Spirit.
所以这边老约翰呢，在主日，就是今天这个礼拜天的时候呢，他被圣灵，被灵里面有个感动。
So John, during the Lord's Day, was in the Spirit.
然后，所以他就得着整个启示录的启示。
And this is how he got the whole revelation that's recorded here.
Okay.弟兄姊妹，我们从今年的年初呢，我们似乎心中有一个负担，要追求属灵生命的成长。
Even from the beginning of the year, we have this burden that we want to pursue the growth in our Christian life.
所以我们在退休会的题目呢，也是讲到生命的成长。
And so even in our retreat, we talk about the growth in our spiritual life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要问一个问题，你的心中是否有个渴慕叫成长？
So we want to ask the question today, whether in your heart, do you want to grow spiritually?
我们难道愿意说就停留在今天这样一个地步，就这样子，基督徒就是这样子了吗？
Are you going to be just satisfied and be at just remaining at this stage of your Christian life?
还是说我们看见主是这么的大，他的这个生命是这么的丰富，我们要去继续去追求呢？
Or you have seen how great our Lord is and how abundant is this life that you want to pursue it?
所以当我们有一个愿意的心要去成长的时候呢，我们就要思想一下什么叫做真实的成长。
So when you have a heart to grow, we need to come and think about what does growth mean.
所以当我们讲到属灵生命的成长之后，你会发现有个字叫做属灵。
So when we talk about spiritual life, we know that this word spirit.
等一下我这次的信息我会多解释一点什么叫这个属灵，这个灵，圣灵这个事情。
So I want to expound more on the word spiritual or the spirit or Holy Spirit.
所以有一个反面的对比，我们这样可以看哈。
So in contrast,
就是说，比如说一个基督徒他服事很多，然后每个聚会都参加，那是不是他就很属灵？
So if a Christian, he goes to a lot of meetings and do many things.Does it mean that he's spiritual?
或是一个基督徒，他这个圣经读得很熟，那是不是他就一定生命很成熟？
Or a Christian who is very familiar with the Word, the Bible, does it mean he's very spiritual?
或是说，有些基督徒在教会里面当长老，那是不是他就一定是很属灵？
Or if one is an elder in the church, does it mean he's spiritual?
所以其实我今年的心中有一个负担哈，就是盼望弟兄姊妹能够摸着属灵的实际。
So I have a burden this year, and I want brothers and sisters to touch the spiritual reality.
你会发现那个属灵的事情呢，其实是跟这个你摸桌子一样，是一个很真实的事情。
Spiritual things are real. They're as real as this lectern here as objects.
然后呢，那个我曾经提过哈，我们要去读主的话语。
In the past, I've mentioned that we need to read God's word.
如果一个人哈只是读那个圣经上的白纸黑字的话呢，有可能只是字句。
If we just read the words, it would be just letters.
但所以圣经告诉我们说，那个神的话呢是灵，是生命。
But the Bible tells us that God's word is life and is spirit.
然后我也提过哈，我们要在灵里面遇见我们的主。
I've also mentioned that we should meet our Lord in the spirit.
当我们遇见主的时候，你就摸着什么是属灵的那个实际，碰见主。
When we truly meet the Lord, then we know what spiritual reality means.
然后其实我们弟兄们在这个退休会里面呢，只是讲一个开头，能不一定都有参加，但是我稍微提一下，他只是讲了一个开头。
I know maybe some of you did not attend the retreat, but our brother shared about this, and it is just the beginning.
所以比如说，洪森弟兄他提到说，生命成长的必要性，一定要成长。
For example, our brother mentioned that to grow spiritually is something that is vital, that you have to do it.
所以他用一些反面的例子啊，他说你生命不成长会有很多的问题。
So he emphasized this by using some negative examples like,
很多的问题。
If you do not grow spiritually, then you will encounter a lot of difficulty.
对，不管是你在人与人之间的相处，或是你里面的一些的苦读，都是因为属灵不成长的关系在那里的。
If you do not grow spiritually, you will be having problem in relationships with others, or you will be in bitterness.
所以我们今天想要给弟兄姊妹一个很深的印象哈，属灵的成长呢，能够叫我们越过很多我们生活当中碰到的问题。
He gave us a very deep impression that spiritual growth can help us overcome a lot of problems in our life.
然后另外一弟兄Eric 弟兄呢，他提到说属灵的生命是怎么样一个表现。
And Brother Eric shows us how the spiritual life is manifested.
然后他讲到说要奉献。
And he mentioned that we need to consecrate ourselves.
我们必须把自己降服交在主的手中。
We need to give up ourselves and to the Lord.
然后那个才是属灵生命开始成长的起步。
And when we give ourselves to the Lord, that is the beginning of our spiritual life.
所以退休会其实只是一个开头。
So in the retreat, it gives us a beginning.
所以我只是继续把这个属灵生命成长这个题目呢，这个事情呢，继续放在弟兄姊妹的心中。
And I'm continuing this, and that this will be in the heart of our brothers and sisters.
Okay, 好，所以我今天想要表达的就是说，我们生命的成长过程当中需要圣灵的工作。
And what I want to share today is that in order to have spiritual growth, we need the work of the Holy Spirit.
有几件事情我先与弟兄姊妹稍微解释一下。我们看一下那个希伯来书。
Let us look at the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews 4:12.
希伯来书四章十二节。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intent of the heart.
我今天不会仔细解释，但是我想要给大家看到一个东西，叫做魂与灵。
I'm not going to go into great details, but I want to highlight the difference between the soul and the spirit.
然后还有一个叫做骨节与骨髓。
And then the joints and the marrow.
OK, 好。所以弟兄姊妹，有一件事情大家要先知道人的构造。
So first you have to know the makeup of man.
人有三个方面，叫做灵魂体。
man is made up of three aspects.
那个身体呢，我们很清楚，就是外面的身体。
We know the body is the physical thing that we see.
那个魂的部分，我们其实前面弟兄也讲到过，就是我们的个人，一些我们的思想啊、情感、意志。
And our brother had shared before the soul, it compasses the emotion, the mind, and the will.
啊，但是对大部分人来讲，里面那个灵呢，很抽象。
But for a lot of people, the spirit is something very abstract.
好像不容易摸到它是怎么一回事。
It's as if it's very hard to grasp.
啊，但是我希望怎么样要先抓住这个圣经的启示。
But first, we want to get hold of what's revealed in the Bible.
你会发现圣经给我们一个图画，它描述魂跟灵的关系的时候，是用骨头跟骨髓的关系。
When the Bible talks about the soul versus the spirit, it uses the joints and marrow to describe it.
Okay. 所以那个骨头里面是包着骨髓。
We know that in the bone is the marrow.
所以我们才会这样子去画灵跟魂，魂是像骨头一样把灵当像骨髓一样包在里面。
That is why we have this picture where the soul is encircling around the spirit.
但是那个骨髓才是真正那个生命的源头，我们人的骨髓是生命的源头。
But we know that the marrow is that source of life.
它制造那个红血球，所以叫我们能够生命能够维持。
It's the one that makes the red blood cells and allow us to live.
好，所以大家要记得有个灵魂体这几个三个方面。
So there's the spirit, the soul, and the body.
然后当我们信耶稣的时候呢
？When we believe in Jesus.
主耶稣告诉我们说，有一位圣灵就住在我们的里面。
The Lord told us that the Holy Spirit will come in and live in us.
他叫做保惠师。
And he is also the Comforter.
所以圣灵呢，就住在我们的灵的里面。
And so the Holy Spirit lives in our spirit.
好，弟兄姊妹，这几件事情都是真理，是确定的事情。
These things are the truth, and they are sure.
我们第一步啊，我们要用信心能够接受抓住这个事实。
For us, we need to appropriate this by our faith.
也许你今天不一定感觉圣灵住在你的里面，但是你要知道，圣灵已经住在你的里面。
Maybe you do not feel that the Holy Spirit is living in you, but he is.
所以很多时候啊，基督徒的这个属灵的经历是这样子：你先用信心抓住神的事实。
Our spiritual experience is usually like this. You need first to use your faith to get hold of things.
然后那个真理呢，就开始变成你真正的经历。
And then the truth will be transformed into your experience.
当你开始经历之后，你就开始进入那个真理的实际。
And when after you experience it, then you enter into the spiritual reality.
Okay, 所以弟兄姊妹，我这告诉弟兄姊妹，我们有灵魂体，然后圣灵已经住在你的里面了。
So here I want to emphasize that there's the spirit, the soul, and the body, and the Holy Spirit is in your spirit.
Okay, 好。那现在我想要交通的一点就是说，什么叫做基督徒生命的真实的成长
？So what is real spiritual growth？
就是说。主耶稣在我们身上工作，对不对？我们现在信耶稣了，然后是一个开端。
So now we have already believed in Jesus, and the Lord is working in us. So this is the beginning.
然后我再次强调，那个神有个目的呢，叫我们要从开端开始长大。
And God wants us to have a beginning, but then to continue and grow.
然后他要帮助我们长大。
And He also wants to help us to grow.
那什么叫做长大
？Now what is growth？
神所预备的方法有一个叫做十字架。
The method that God has will use, one of them is the cross.
然后这个十字架呢，教我们学习舍己的功课。
And the cross teaches us to deny ourselves.
所以很多时候我们的思想啊，我们的情感意志，我们降服在主的面前，那个就是十字架的工作。
So, in when our mind, our feeling, we if we submit this to our Lord, then that's the lesson of the cross.
然后另外一方面呢，圣灵在我们灵里面工作。
And then on the other hand, the Holy Spirit works in our spirit.
然后他要带领我们能够跟随主。
He wants to lead us to follow the Lord.
然后他把神的意思呢告诉我们。
And the Holy Spirit let us know the will of the Lord.
所以呢，那个当我们学习十字架舍己功课的时候呢，我们就会被带到圣灵。让我们能够顺服主。
So when we submit to the Lord and learn the lesson of the cross and deny ourselves, then we're brought in front of the Spirit.
然后当我们好像当我们随从圣灵、顺服圣灵的时候，我们就让圣灵在我们身上掌权，我们的魂就被主掌管。
And if we let the Holy Spirit control us, then our soul is controlled by the Spirit.
我今天没有太多的强调，但是我必须先告诉弟兄姊妹，这是我们成长的唯一的路径。
This is our only way to spiritual growth.
我们必须让圣灵在我们里面掌管我们全人。
We need to have the Holy Spirit control our whole being.
然后我们必须让我们这个人的魂呢，我们这个人的己呢，完全降服于主。
And then we need to let our soul or ourselves to be totally submitted to the Lord.
然后在这个过程当中呢，你就发现你就开始有真实的成长。
And through this way, you will find that you will have real spiritual growth.
然后我必须告诉弟兄姊妹，这是唯一的成长的道路。
This is the only way to spiritual growth.
没有其他的道路。
There is no other way.
所以我必须再讲一下，就是说 不是说读很多圣经你就一定成长。
Okay, it's not that if you read a lot of Bible many times you will grow spiritually.
读圣经是很好的，这个一定要知道，读圣经一定要读，这是很好的。
Well, reading the Bible is good in itself and we need to read the Bible.
但是我们在然后服事也是很好，传福音啊，邀请朋友，这些都是很好的事情，都是要去行的。
Serving the Lord is also very good, like sharing the gospel, and we need to do those.
但是如果在做这些事情的时候呢，我们忽略了圣灵的工作，忽略了十字架的工作，你会发现你做完这些事情，你不见得有成长。
But if we do not let the Holy Spirit work in us, and if we do not accept the dealing of the cross, then doing all those things is not going to lead to spiritual growth.
所以所有的事情哈，都要经过这个途径，然后才能够帮助我们成长。
Everything has to go through this plan or through this work for us to grow spiritually.
好，我最近其实那个在退休会的时候，我们弟兄曾经提过，那个有一位年长弟兄江弟兄，他有一系列的这个信息。
In the retreat, the brother mentioned that Brother Kong has whole series of message on this.
然后这一个系列信息叫做属灵的操练。
And the whole series is called spiritual exercise.
他在不同的时间、不同的地方，讲了一些信息，属灵的操练。
And he preached this message in different places at different time, and they all are about the spiritual exercise.
然后，我只听了几堂，但是我有个感觉。
I've listened to a few among the series, and I have this insight.
然后，我觉得说，他讲到属灵的操练的时候，我的心中觉得很亲切。
When he talked about spiritual exercise, I felt that it's something that's close to my heart.
这什么意思呢？我觉得他在讲一些事情，是他几十年来一直在做的事情。
because those are things that he had been practicing in many years, yeah. Too many years.
也就是说，我们平常我是不太运动了，这不太好。 希望就是大家不是平常有的人喜欢运动嘛，就是运动。
I don't do my exercise often, but I know some people are very much into working out.
所以当你运动的时候，你的这个身体就能够强壮一点。
When we work out, our body gets stronger.
但是呢，我们在生命成长上面呢，我们需要在属灵的事情上面有运动。
And if we want to grow spiritually, we need to have spiritual exercise.
当我们这样子运动了之后呢，我们的生命，那个属灵的生命才会成长，才会强壮。
And only through this kind of exercise will our spiritual life be stronger and will grow.
所以我今天要从一个角度来看那个属灵的运动。
So I want to focus on one aspect to look at spiritual exercise and spiritual growth.
也就是说有关这个圣灵的感动。
And this is with regards to the touch of the Holy Spirit.
所以大家先想一个问题。
So let's all think about one question.
弟兄姊妹，你们有没有经历过圣灵的感动？
Have you been touched by the Holy Spirit?
在圣经里面，圣灵的感动这个字呢，原文是没有的。
In the original, there is no word touch of the Holy Spirit. There's no touch there.
对，他，但是他常常是讲到说，他在圣灵的里面，或是圣灵临到某个人，或是在圣灵里面有什么样的交通，所以中文把它翻译成圣灵的感动。
So in the original, usually it's in the spirit, led by the spirit. There's no touch, but in the Chinese, there's this word touch.
所以，但是我相信我用这个圣灵的感动声音这个词呢，希望弟兄姊妹能够摸着跟圣灵那个碰到的那个情况。But
I use this word touch to highlight we meet the Holy Spirit and we're touched by the Holy Spirit.
所以我再问一次，弟兄姊妹有没有圣灵感动的经历？
So have you ever experienced being touched by the Holy Spirit?
我们念几处圣经。
So let's read a few Bible passages.
撒母耳记上16章13节。
1 Samuel 16:13.
撒母耳记上16章13节。
1 Samuel 16:13。
撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他猪胸中膏了他，从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from the day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
所以你会发现，当大卫被膏了之后呢，那天开始呢，神的灵就感动大卫。So
after David was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Okay. 我们再看一下那个哥林多前书12章。
1 Corinthians 12:3。哥林多前书12章第三节。所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。
若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。Wherefore
I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord by the Holy Spirit.
对, 下面一节好的，若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Let's focus on the last part that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要告诉各位，你们称耶稣是主，对不对？
We all claim that Jesus is Lord.
所以你已经有圣灵的感动。
So this is by the Holy Spirit, by the touch of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经在你们心里感动过，然后你才能够称耶稣是主。
The Spirit has already touched you for you to be able to say that Jesus is Lord.
圣灵已经在你心里面开始工作。
And the Holy Spirit has started to work in you.
我们再看一下哥林多后书13章14节。
2 Corinthians 13:14.
哥林多后书13章14节。
2 Corinthians 13:14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
当然这节那个原文是 communion, 就是讲到与圣灵的那个交通。
Here, the touch of the Spirit here is the communion of the Holy Spirit.
但我还是把它包含在这个圣灵的感动这个范围里面。
But I still include it in this whole topic of being touched by the Holy Spirit.
Okay. 所以那个当那个保罗他写完哥林多后书这全本书很长。
When Paul finished writing this Second Corinthians,
然后他最后一句有一句祝福的话。
And he has this word of blessing at the end of it.
当然这个主耶稣基督的恩惠，然后神的慈爱。
That the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.
然后主耶稣给我们恩惠，神的慈爱能够常常与他们同在。
That the grace and the love be with them always.
然后讲到圣灵的时候，他说圣灵的感动，甘愿圣灵的感动常常与你们同在。
And then he talked about the touch of the Holy Spirit be with them. And here it's communion.
所以他有一个愿望哈，弟兄姊妹在常常就许多的时候呢，常常被圣灵感动。
He wants that brothers and sisters are always touched by the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹不要以为圣灵的感动只有某某传道人才可以被感动。
So it's not only certain preacher who will be touched by the Holy Spirit.
然后乃是每个基督徒呢，都应该常常被圣灵感动。
Rather, it's every Christian will be touched by the Holy Spirit, and it should be often.
然后那个我们再看一处圣经哈，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十九。
First Thessalonians 5:19-19.
Yes.帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十九节。
First Thessalonians 5:19.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Quench not the spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Quench not the spirit.
Okay. 所以这表示有的时候呢，我们有圣灵的感动，但是我们把它消灭了。
This shows us that sometimes we are touched by the Holy Spirit, but then we quenched it.
那个我不知道弟兄姊妹你们信主之后是怎么经历主。
I don't know how you have experienced the Lord after you're saved.
当我信耶稣的时候之前那个星期呢，我心里面感觉有一些特别的感觉。
The week before I accepted the Lord, I felt something different.
我觉得我的里面的深处有一个催促。
There's something inside of me prompting me.
然后催促我说其实是时候了，该接受耶稣了。
Prompting me that it is time that you have to accept the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，其实那个就是圣灵的感动。
Actually, that is the touch of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们也看过一些同学朋友。
We have also seen our friends, schoolmates.
他们真是好接近了，就是可能快要可以信耶稣了。
It seems like they're very, very close already. They can accept the Lord.
但是后来他们把那个感动消灭了，然后就跑掉了。
But then they quenched that prompting and then they left.
然后在一段时间以前呢，我们跟曾国铎弟兄有一点点私下的交通。
We had some fellowship with Brother Sun in the past.
我忘记他在什么时候讲的，但就是他告诉他有个感觉哈，就是说现在对我们下一代的属灵的教育呢，要希望他能够注，他自己觉得应该要注意一件事情。
He felt that when we're teaching our next generation, we need to focus on one thing.
他特别提到说，我们要注意下一代对生命的感觉。
We need to make sure that our next generation has this consciousness of the life within.
Yeah. 就是说很多时候我们想要教小朋友们能够认识耶稣嘛，对不对？因为我们希望他们长大也能够信主。
For example, we want to teach our kids that we hoping that one day they would accept the Lord.
我们就请他们读圣经啊，背圣经。
So we want them to read the Bible, we want them to memorize verses.
这个很好，因为从小把主的话放在藏在心里，这是很好。
This is very good because they are keeping God's word in their heart.
然后带他们祷告啊。
We also lead them in prayer.
然后家里有什么事情，或者有什么其他弟兄姊妹有什么事情，叫他们学习祷告。
And when there are certain things happen in the family, we want them to pray. We want them to learn to pray for things at home.
可能有一种情况哈，经过很多年之后，这些事情变成一种只是例行公事。
It is possible that through the years, these things will just become a
routine
or tradition.
Yeah. 所以，也许我们弟兄心里有感觉呢，小孩子应该从小就开始去去 sense 去那个去。查考他里面一种生命的感觉。
So what he wants is to that the kids will even when they're young, they will sense that the life within them.
那个我以前我们那个有一个小朋友的唱小朋友诗歌的 CD.
We have a CD for kids songs.
然后里面就是一些诗歌比较适合小朋友的。
And these songs or hymns are really appropriate for little kids.
然后在这个诗歌当中呢，就穿插一些小朋友跟老师的对话，然后在当中传递一些福音的信息。
And then in between the songs, there are conversations between children and teacher, and then teachings about the gospel.
所以小朋友就被那个 CD。一步一步带啊，他们先认识天父很好啊，然后主耶稣是我的好牧人啊，等等等等。
And so the CD start with, for example, 天父什么？
认识天父，
okay,
认识主是我们的好牧人。
Knowing God and knowing that Jesus is our good shepherd.
然后到了一个地步呢，然后他就有一个信息说，小朋友啊，你们要怎么样来相信耶稣啊？
And then at the end it will say, okay, how are you going to believe in our Lord Jesus?
然后有一个小朋友就回答说，要用感动的啊。
And then one of the kids answered, it's because you're touched by it.
所以很多时候那个 Stephen 问我说，要怎么信耶稣？
So Stephen asked me, how do I believe in Jesus?
然后我不太容易解释这些罪啊，这些整个救恩的这个情况。
And for me, it's very hard to explain sin and all these things.
那我就告诉他说要用感动的啊。
And so I told him, if you're touched, then you should respond.
啊，当然他会问我说要怎么感动就是了。
And then he asked me, what is to be touched?
但我的意思就是说，我们就算是小孩子，他们也要开始有一种 生命的感觉，那个圣灵在里面的工作是怎么回事。
So even kids, they have to recognize or sense the work of the Holy Spirit in them.
所以何况我们这些已经信主的，然后并且圣经告诉我们说要常常有圣灵的感动。
How much more for us who have already believed in the Lord Jesus, and we need to know the touch of the Holy Spirit.
然后不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And we should not quench the Spirit.
Okay. 好，接下来哈，我会有三处的圣经，然后我会举一些的例子。
There will be three passages in the Bible, and then I'll give some examples.
那个大家要知道那个灵好有几个功用。
We should realize that the spirit has a few functions.
有几个主要的，一个是良心。
One function is the function of the conscience.
就是良心，你知道什么事情是陶足喜悦的，什么事情是不好。
The conscience will let us know what is pleasing to the Lord and what is not.
然后有一种事情叫做直觉。
There's another function which is the intuition.
就是你好像有一件事情你能够知道应该要这样子做，或是知道这边某个情况正在发生。
When presented with a thing, you have this sense of how to deal with it, or you will have a sense something is happening.
然后有一个事情叫做交通。
The other is communion.
就我们跟神之间的这个，我们可以跟他讲话，他可以跟我们讲话，然后我们之间有一个交通。
And this is communion with the Lord, a fellowship with the Lord.
OK, 好，所以在良心方面，我们念一处圣经是罗马书九章一节。
Romans 9:1, and this is with regards to the conscience.
罗马书九章一节。
Romans 9:1.
我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。
I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
对，当保罗写罗马书写到这个阶段的时候呢，他想要告诉这些读者呢，他讲的都是从他心里面是真的话。
Paul wants to let his readers know that everything that he had said is the truth.
在那个圣灵感动里面，他知道他的良心是清洁的。
Having been touched by the Holy Spirit, he knows that his conscience is clean.
所以他写这些东西，写这些事情呢，都是从神来的话，不是他里面随便讲。
All these are God's word. They are not from himself.
所以圣灵的感动在我们的良心里面有一种作用。
So there is a certain function, when we're touched by the Holy Spirit, our conscience is clear.
我们再看直觉方面，看使徒行传十六章。
Acts 16.
使徒行传十六章第六节。
Acts 16:6.
使徒行传十六章第六到第八，我念一下哈。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过弗里加、加拉太一带地方，到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往皮推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就跨过美西亚，下到特罗亚去。
Now when they have gone throughout Phrygia.In the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by Mysia, came down to Troas.
Okay, 好，所以弟兄姊妹，你们注意一下哈。那个去一个地方传福音传道实在是很好的事情，对不对？
To go to a certain place to preach a gospel seems to be a very good thing.
对，很稀奇哈，就是他们想要去一个地方讲道的时候，圣灵说不可以。
And yet when they were heading towards that place, the Holy Spirit intervened and said to not continue.
然后不可以了，那没关系，那到另外一个地方好了，圣灵又说不可以。
So they tried another place, and the Holy Spirit again stopped them.
所以后来圣灵就借着这个不可以呢，带领他们到了那个欧洲去。
And then through this, the Holy Spirit led them to Europe.
所以如果你们继续读的话，他们就到了欧洲去呢，那边有一个欧洲第一个信主的人叫做莉迪亚，叫做吕迪亚。
And then the Spirit led them to Europe, and there's one of the first person who became a Christian is, was Lydia.
所以圣灵好像不许这个，不许那个，最后呢，让他们能够开始到欧洲去传福音。
So the Holy Spirit stopped them from going to two places and then led them finally to Europe.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣灵的感动是一种直觉。
So this touch of the Holy Spirit is in the intuition.
当他们被禁止的时候，也许他们不明白为什么被禁止。
Probably when they were stopped, they didn't really understand why they were stopped by the Holy Spirit.
但是他们有圣灵的感动，让作为他们的引导。
But they used the touch of the Holy Spirit as their guide.
好，那最后一处圣经是讲到交通。
And the last verse is about communion.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke 10:21.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke 10:21.
正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight.
所以主耶稣被圣灵感动，他心中就欢乐起来了。
So in the spirit, the Lord rejoiced.
那个时候呢，有门徒们去传福音。
The disciples went out to preach the gospel.
但有的人听，有的人并不听。
Some people responded to their message and others didn't.
对于这些不听的人呢，其实主耶稣心里面还是愿意他们能够信。
Of course, the Lord wanted even those who didn't respond to the gospel, of course, he wanted them to believe.
那虽然还是有一些的拒绝。
Even though there was resistance,
但是当主耶稣心中被圣灵感动，然后他就跟父神有了那个交通。
But in spite of that, when the Lord has this communion with the Father,
然后父神的喜乐呢，就充满在我们主的心中。
The joy filled him in this during this communion.
他就说啊，整个环境父啊，是的，你的美意本是如此。
And then he said, Your will is good.
Yeah, 所以整个的环境呢，都是父神的美意在那里安排。
So everything is under the perfect will of the Father.
在交通当中，他喜乐了。
And through this communion, he has joy.
然后他也知道父神的意思。
And he also knows the will of the Father.
所以在这个圣灵的感动里面呢，我们跟神有了交通。
So in this communion.In the being touched by the Holy Spirit, he has communion with the Father.
好，所以我们刚刚有讲到有一些有良心、有直觉、有交通。
So there's conscience, there's intuition, and then there's communion.
弟兄姊妹，我现在举一些例子。
So now I want to use some examples.
我的目的是鼓励弟兄姊妹知道说，圣灵的感动是有的。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters that truly there is the touch of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们要多去操练。
And we need to exercise.
那个，比如说在良心。
For example, with regards to our conscience.
那个以前我在读明大的时候。
When I was in the U.
然后学校不是都有打印机吗？有很多那个。印表纸嘛
There are many printers
还有纸
and papers
为什么要讲纸呢因为我就把纸拿回家自己用
Oh, because I just took the paper and used it at home
所以那个一包一包的纸嘛都免费的就拿回家用
So, you know, all these packages, they're all, I mean, reams of paper, they're all free for me
好，在你的感动在良心里面会有工作。
So the Holy Spirit will touch our conscience.
啊，当有一天里面说，这个像话吗？这个基督徒在那边偷用学校的纸拿回家用，是怎么像话
？So the Holy Spirit touched me, and in my conscience, I think, you know, how can a Christian be stealing papers?
所以那个圣灵的感动呢，我们要顺服。
When we are touched by the Holy Spirit, we need to submit.
你可以消灭它，知道吗？
It is possible for us to ignore it and quench it.
你就继续拿嘛，继续拿回去。
We can continue to take the paper home.
但是当我们的良心有圣灵的感动的时候呢，啊，但愿我们知道。
But whenever our conscience is touched by the Holy Spirit, we should respond.
然后以前我跟那个弟兄们住在一起。
In the past, I lived with brothers.
啊，有时候那个彼此之间呢，还是会有一些冲突啊。
And of course, there's sometimes conflict between us.
然后那个不满意，这个不满意，然后就大家就发脾气。
So we're not happy with certain things, and then we lost our temper.
然后有一天我就是啊、晚上我就睡觉了。
One time at night, I just went to bed.
因为我睡在客厅嘛，所以大家来来往往都在旁边来来往往。
I was the one sleeping in the living room, and so people come and go.
所以我的有个弟兄呢，就跑来我旁边把我叫起来。
And then a brother woke me up.
啊，他说我今天好有一些事情不太对，我向你道歉。
And he said that there's something that I have to confess and ask for forgiveness.
嗯，因为我不道歉的话没办法睡觉。
And he said that if I do not confess, I cannot go to bed.
所以弟兄姊妹，有一个良心的里面有圣灵的感动。
So this, the Holy Spirit touched our conscience.
我们得罪了人，好，里面在那里一直让我们没办法安息。
When we wronged other people, there is that lack of rest in us.
所以我们要道了歉，然后良心平安了，就能够睡觉。
Only after we ask for forgiveness and confess, then we will have real peace in our conscience.
那有一个很有名的例子啊，我们常常讲。
Where there's this very famous example, and we always refer to it.
对，有一个人他喜欢偷包子。
There's a man who loves to steal 包子 bread.
每次偷完包子就觉得他很厉害，就是技术很好。
And every time he successfully did that, he's very happy, very proud of it.
因为他很快走过去，这样一卷呢，就那个一笼包子就很。
Because he has this really, he's very skillful at stealing 包子。
但是他有一天信主了。
But one day he came to the Lord.
然后根本还没读过圣经。
And he hasn't even, read the Bible.
然后第二天他又去随手又偷了一笼包子。
And it was very natural for him. He stole 包子 again.
那但是他觉得有一个很大的不同。
But then this time something very different happened to him.
以前是偷到包子很快乐，偷不到很沮丧。
In the past, if he was able to steal the 包子, he's very happy, and if he didn't, he was very sad about it.
但他觉得很奇怪，这次偷到包子呢，他一点都不快乐。
But this time, although he was successful in stealing,He was not happy at all.
啊，弟兄姊妹，圣灵的感动有个良心在我们里面，在那里工作。
The Holy Spirit is touching our conscience. It's working in us.
那个比如说在直觉方面。
Now, for example, in our intuition.
嗯，其实直觉这方面有可能我们会觉得比较悬。
Maybe you will feel like in this aspect it's more abstract.
但是表示我们操练不够。
But that's only because we have not practiced enough.
对，其实在一些这个主工作明显的地方呢，我们看到很多的例子。
When the Lord works, we see a lot of this kind of example.
那有一个家人呢，他们在这个村子里面，他们那个钱已经没了。
There's a certain family in this village. They have already used up all their money.
然后他们要家里一些小孩子这些要吃的东西呢，也差不多可能明天就吃完了。
And then the food that they have would probably last them until today only.
所以姊妹们，姊妹就拼命跟主祷告。
So the sister kept praying to the Lord.
但是很稀奇哦，邻村有一个弟兄。
But it's very amazing that in another village.
然后主就是给他一个感动，说你要拿多少多少钱，然后送到那个村子给谁给谁这样子。
The Lord prompted this brother saying that you need to give food to certain person.
问题他不认识那个人。
But he doesn't really know who the person is.
那本来他以为是自己乱胡思乱想。
So at first he thought that maybe it's just just thinking randomly about it.
但是呢，圣灵一直在他里面催促。
But then the Holy Spirit kept prompting him.
然后所以他就说啊，算了吧，那就包起来，就第二天就去早上去村另外隔壁村子。
So he said he decided, okay, I'm gonna do it. So the next day he went to the village.
然后敲门之后，那位姊妹就接受了这笔奉献，你就发现主就给他供应。
He knocked at the door and the sister received his offering.
那我听说在主工作的地方呢，很不少这样的例子。
In places where the Lord is working actively, there are many examples like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实我也许操练也算是缺乏。
So we really lack practice at this.
对，比如说我在这边准备要讲什么给弟兄姊妹。
For example, when I was preparing what to share with brothers and sisters.
对，然后我也需要好好寻求主，然后给我一个适当的话语跟题目。
And I'm looking to the Lord for the right topic and the right things to say.
所以我必须很诚实说，我这个前面一个多礼拜，有点不知道怎么形容，就有点头有点想破爆掉。
So, this week when I was preparing and thinking about it, I felt like my head is exploding.
对，我不太晓得要怎么表达属灵的实际。
I do not know how to express or make it clear this spiritual reality.
然后我是在礼拜四晚上的时候。
And then on Thursday night,
然后小孩子在旁边吵吵闹闹，吵吵闹闹。
When my kids were, very noisily, doing their stuff beside me.
然后主好像就给我一个感觉，这个话就是圣灵的感动，就放在我心里了。
Then the Lord gave me something, and this is the touch of the Holy Spirit.
啊，当然我还在学习。
Of course, I'm still learning.
那有时候我们碰到福音的朋友来到我们当中，对不对？
And sometimes we meetfriends to come among us.
然后你去跟他谈。
And then we talk to them.
然后我们也在操练我们属灵的直觉。
We are exercising our spiritual intuition.
因为你要知道这位朋友他是心中非常反对呢，还是说好像还可以听福音呢？
When we're faced with this friend, we need to sense whether he's totally against or he's open to the gospel.
那他是到底有没有需要呢？还是说他现在正碰到一些事情，他好像有需要
？We need to figure whether does he have a need. Is he encountering certain things that lead him to have a need?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的直觉，我们去碰到人的光景。
This is we can exercise our intuition when we meet up with friends like this.
然后那个我只能举这个，比如说真弟兄的例子。
And I can use Brother Sun's example.
他不是刚开始他年轻的时候刚开始学习服事。
When he just started out and learning how to serve the Lord.
所以有第一次，可能是第一次有人请他到某某聚会呢去传讲一些信息。
And then he was invited to preach a message in a group.
他非常紧张，准备了两个月。
Now, because this is the first time, he was very worried about it, and he used 2 months to prepare one sermon.
然后那天呢，他就想说啊，准备好了，终于准备好了，然后 K 可以坐在火车上面，那天要去聚会了。
And then he said the day came and he had finally prepared and he was in the train going to the meeting place.
然后当他坐在火车上的时候呢，圣灵给他感动。
And while he was on the train, the Holy Spirit touched him.
他说，主跟他讲说，你不要讲这个，你要讲那个。
And the Holy Spirit said to him, No, you're not supposed to speak on this, speak on something else.
他心里大吃一惊。
So he was shocked.
他说我准备了两个月讲这个东西，然后现在你要我马上到的地方就要讲这个东西。
How can I? I've already prepared on this topic for 2 months, and now you want me to speak on another thing?
弟兄姊妹，这是一种直觉。
This is the function of the intuition.
不是口是直觉。
It's not his mind, but his intuition working.
所以他后来改了题目之后呢，发现那个信息对那边的弟兄姊妹非常有帮助。
So he submitted, he changed the topic to the other one, and he found that the brothers and sisters were greatly helped by it.
对，所以其实这个世界上很多的事情哈，圣灵会给我们引导。
The Spirit will guide us through many things in this life.
对，那个什么有很多那个流行音乐嘛。
For example, when we talk about contemporary music,
那什么 Lady Gaga 我的这个都知道。
See, even I know about Lady Gaga.
对，我跑去那个 YouTube 看了一下她在唱什么东西。
So I went to YouTube and, you know, listen and see what she was singing.
其实我没有仔细去听内容啦，但是我去看她的那个影片，那个 video, 那个 music video.
I didn't even really pay attention to the lyrics. I was just watching the video.
其实你直觉就知道那个东西很邪恶。
And in my intuition, I know this is sinful.
Yeah, something evil.
And evil.
对，你直觉会告诉你。
So the intuition tells me that.
还有那个交通。
Now we go on to communion.
这个交通应该是也是一个方面，我们应该可以比较容易明白的。
This should be something that's easier for us to understand.
我们遇到什么事情哈，赶快去问主。
Whenever we encounter certain issues, then we should go before the Lord and ask of Him.
在祷告当中，你不要祷告的时候不要只是你在头脑上讲话。
When you're praying, it should not be just you speaking all the time.
你好好安静自己的里面呢，让里面学习有跟主的交通。
There is a need for you to learn to be quiet and have communion with the Lord.
然后，我初信主的时候呢，有一次聚会。
When I was a new Christian, I was in a meeting.
那一次呢，唱了一首诗歌，叫我心中很感动。
And during that meeting, there was a song that really touched me.
然后你若不压橄榄成渣，那个人被压这样，不压橄榄。
If you're like an olive, be pressed.
Yeah. 所以那次聚会呢，对，那次聚会呢，我就感觉啊，最近真是太苦了，所以那个诗歌很让我感动。
At that point, I felt that I was in great suffering, and so the song spoke to me.
然后在聚会里面就莫名其妙就痛哭流涕。
And so I was in tears during that meeting.
但那个时候，一方面我这个魂里面很多的自怜。
At that point, you know, my soul life was very active. I loved myself.
但其实也是有灵里面主给我那个里面的安慰。
But actually, there's also in my spirit, the Lord was comforting me.
所以那个隔壁的那个坐在我隔壁的那个姊妹可能看我觉得很奇怪，旁边一个人痛哭流涕。
So there was this sister beside me. Maybe he thinks it's really strange why I'm, you know, in tears.
其实后来还有一次，我可能以前也交通过。
I've also shared before that in another time in my life.
然后那个时候，我主日聚会呢，我都提早到。
At that time, I always come early for the Sunday meeting.
对，其实我大概9:50呢，我就安静坐在那边，就开始与主交通。
And at like 9:50, I would be quiet, sitting there, having communion with the Lord.
然后那个时候，姊妹就开始先弹一些钢琴诗歌。
And of course, the piano will be playing.
然后我就记得很清楚，那一次我就在跟主交通交通，然后主的爱就摸着我，然后我就开始流泪。
And I remember that time when I was communing with the Lord, His love really filled me.
啊，这一次就比较没有自爱自怜，这一次好像就是直接跟主在那里有一个亲近的交通，他就圣灵的感动啊，就让充满在我的心里面。
That time, I only felt that love of the Lord in me. There was no self-love or anything like that.
然后有的时候啊，我们读圣经。
Sometimes when we're reading the Bible,
读圣经也有可能有的时候圣灵的感动就是把一段的圣经就给你感动。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will use a passage in the Bible to touch you.
然后有时候是在聚会的里面。
Sometimes it might be in a meeting.
好，聚会里面神就给我们一个话，给我们感动。
In a meeting, the Lord will use this word to touch us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天想要交通的就是说，圣灵的感动是能够操，是需要我们去操练。
So today I want to get the message across.That the touch of the Holy Spirit is something that you can experience and practice.
我们常常学习有一个敏锐的心哈，去看圣灵在我们里面的工作。
Let us learn to have a sensitive heart so that we can sense the touch of the Holy Spirit.
所以就照着这个保罗的这个勉励呢，我们需要要常常有圣灵的感动。
That like what Paul is encouraging us.That we should be touched by the Spirit often in our life.
然后另外一个劝勉就是不要去消灭圣灵的感动。
And the other is not to quench the Holy Spirit.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹这样子去操练的时候呢
，When you practice this in your life,
你就会发现属灵的事情其实不是那么抽象。
Then you will begin to see.That spiritual things are not really that abstract.
你会发现圣灵的确在我们心中，在那里是真实的，是在那里工作的。
That you, and then you will realize that the Holy Spirit is real and is working in us.
Yeah, 所以我想这是我今天与弟兄姊妹有一点的彼此的勉励。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters today.
啊，也许过了一段时间之后呢，我可以问各位说，哎，最近。圣灵在你的身上有什么样的感动呢
？And as time passed, I can ask brothers and sisters, like, how has the Holy Spirit touched you lately?
Okay, 好，我们一同有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在这一同谢谢你啊，感谢主，是吧？你的确把圣灵已经内住在我们的心里面，在我们身上，在那里很耐心的安排环境，在我们里面对我们说话，用各样的方法在那里。带领我们，主啊，但愿我们在这边有个愿意的心，能够被带领，能够追求属灵生命的成长，让圣灵能够自由的在我们身上工作，好叫我们在这个属天的道路上面有真真实实的建造。我们谢谢你今天给我们这段的时间，但愿把一些这个不全的话语能够放在弟兄姊妹的心中，作为鼓励，叫我们真是能够有实际上的操练。谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。